From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio, celebrating the music and artists of this Kentucky region. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents the music of Montgomery and the Phoenix Holding Company. Red Barn Radio's official radio partner is WEKU, public radio for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.fm. Red Barn Radio is supported by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. Lex Arts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta with live music every weekend. On Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky, Broussard's is on Facebook. Listen Locally, working in concert with people to embrace opportunities, listen locally and engage in shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. More information on Facebook, Instagram, and listenlocally.net. Griffin Gate Resort and Spa, a luxury spa located in the Marriott in Lexington, Kentucky. And AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment. online at Accuprint.us.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Brad Becker. This is Red Barn Radio's 18th broadcast season. And tonight is Red Barn Radio's 679th live concert performance. How about that? Tonight we present Montgomery and the Phoenix Holding Company. They are a four-piece band from Pikeville, Kentucky. We think you'll love their blend of upbeat country and southern rock. They play entirely from a catalog written by their lead singer, and the band has been together for just shy of a year. Welcome, folks, Montgomery and the Phoenix Holding Company to the Red Barn stage.
Red Barn Radio's host, Brad Becker, speaking with Montgomery and the Phoenix Holding Company. Here's Brad.
Well, welcome to Red Barn Radio, listeners. We are with Montgomery and the Phoenix Holding Company. The guy that's been singing is John Montgomery, and he's been writing songs for a while.
I started real late, though. I started music at about 30 We have a great music scene. We're from Pikeville. At night times, it's a lot to do is go watch live music. We're real apt to sing songs about the homeland, you know? Sure. And you're like, I know where that place is. I know that story he's telling. I said, you know, I got 100 stories. Let's go buy us a guitar. So I went down to Mount Music, Kevin Harmon. He hooked me up, and then I started writing songs. Well, you can pick up every rock thorn at my door. Turn around and throw them again, cause there's a thousand reasons more for you to leave. You had it in your head just how this would go. You'd say what's on your mind, I'd fall down on your floor, but that's not me. And that ain't me to hold you with the darkness coming.
Listeners, about some of the other places in Pikeville that maybe only locals know about.
I was kind of a transplant. I've only lived there for a couple of years.
John Montgomery.
It's kind of built into a fishbowl. It's mountains with a little bitty town in the middle of it. Sean said it best. I think he said, you build a town for 5,000 people and then you put 20,000 people in it.
Uh-huh.
Everywhere you could fit one trailer, they went ahead and put three. Yeah, when we did our last music video, we put the Frosty Freeze up there in it. We put local businesses. You've got family's been there forever, and It's a little bit of everything, which these guys could tell you more, I think.
Yeah, just recently we had the Belfry Pirates and the Pikeville Panthers win the state football championships in their own divisions. And, of course, we have Hillbilly Days every year there where for the 3 days of the year we pretend that we're something that everyone stereotypically thinks we are and we're not. That's pretty much it.
Chris Stapleton's a football player.
Yeah, he looks big enough to be.
Yeah, but so do you. Yeah. Did you ever play football, John?
I did. I played some football. Yeah, I enjoyed it. I was in Morgan County, is where I'm from, West Liberty. So,
what position did you play?
Defensive end.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So yeah, I didn't like getting hit. I just let me hit the guy that don't see me coming. That's ideal, I think.
Yeah, but you're a big guy to get around.
I live my life on a rebound. Walk my way through the sad part of town. Stepping through all my letdowns. To find a woman that would stick around with me. To find a woman that would stick around with me. Well, I hear all the chatter. They wonder what it is that makes me cry. It don't really matter. Smiling faces as I walk by.
This is an event that I've heard about so many times, and how many times have I thought I'm going to make it? And have I yet? No. But I will. Tell me more about it.
Kevin Cool.
Basically, when you think about it, it's when everybody thinks of the Hatfields and the McCoys, which happened in Pike County.
Uh-huh.
You know, the moonshiners and the bonnets for the ladies and the bibbed overalls for the men and pipes, you know, and tobacco. And arts and crafts, and then like Sean was saying earlier, you take 100,000 people and you cram them into a city built for about 5,000 people, and 3 days you just have a hootenanny, as they would call it.
Pikeville didn't have no diversity growing up. You know, it was one kind of people, and they did two things. One, they built a college, which attracted a ton of different people, and two, they throw one hell of a giant party. And that's what gets people in there. So it's another thing, you're talking about Hatfield McCoy, and I watched the Kevin Costner. And I went to work, and I was like, man, you know, that's all right around here. You know, I didn't even know that. And they're like, yeah, right there where we were looking at was the graveyard all the McCoys are in. We literally was right beside of it, and I didn't realize it.
Oh, that's crazy.
So, that's something cool to see. The days grew shorter as nights got colder. I woke to a breeze as the leaves hit the ground. When you asked me if I could be your lover, well, I just wanted you to stick around. The sheets grow cold on the sheets of your room, but you're always there to keep them warm. When I make mistakes like some young men will do, when you were the calm, well, I brought the storm.
For life?
Mark Cheney.
I live around the Millard area, like about
15, 20 minutes away from the breaks. I went to high school at Eastridge.
Did you do music when you were in high school?
Oh, yeah. I've always been into it. Like, I think I started playing about age 7 or something like that. My own band called Mirrored Image. Outside of this, it's like indie pop. And my brother just started recording. He recorded their record. He recorded our records.
Is just an older brother of yours?
Yeah, his name's John Chaney.
Is he trained as a sound engineer? Is he sort of self-taught?
Pretty much self-taught. Like, I think he just sat around and watched a whole bunch of YouTube videos. He he was like, hey, you're going to be our guinea pig, and that's my first record. And then everyone has just gotten significantly better.
Was bass always your thing, or have you do other instruments also?
I mean, I mainly play guitar, and I started on piano, actually, but there's the stigma against bass. It's like, oh, yeah, that's the group of friends, the worst guitar player ends up on bass. I don't understand that, because in a situation like this, bass is very important.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Montgomery and the Phoenix Holding Company, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from Montgomery and the Phoenix Holding Company after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.